yourself. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Tuesday, a beautiful day, and here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Dancing with the Stars was on last night. This was so much on TV last night, but I peeped at Dancing with the Stars, y'all, and I'm getting a little bit upset with these judges, y'all, but especially that judge, Lynn Goodman. He had to make an apology last night. Now, here's what he had to say.
Firstly, let me say, that performance was up there with the best I've seen tonight. But also, let me say this. I watched the show back last night, last week's show, and I apologise. I undermarked you. Listen, you know from the football, those referees, they have videos to watch it back. And they still get it wrong.
You're right.
We have a few seconds to make a decision.
Yes.
And of course, sometimes you get it wrong.
Right.
It's impossible not to. But I watched it back. You did a good job.
Yeah, he had to apologize last night to Donald Driver. Now, when that was last week. Donald Driver did a good job on last week.
He was one of my favorites.
Yes,
Gary.
He was one of the best. And I was like, this man gave him a 700. So he told me he had to go home and sleep on it and think about it and talk to his wife and then come back this week and apologize to the guy. But I don't like that. And that made his wife, Bettina, I know she was very angry with that.
Was it just me? Or was his partner rubbing all over his...
I hate that tramp, Bettina Murgatroyd. She is disrespectful, honey. She's talking all... She's all over that damn man. And his wife sitting there in the audience.
Man.
I don't care. Dancing my butt. Dancing leads to spaghetti cooking. And then they up in the bed together. His wife sitting right there in the audience.
That girl ain't cooked that man no damn spaghetti.
Yes, she did on Jungle Fever when that woman cooked him Wesley Snipes some damn spaghetti. Before you know it, she was in the bed with him. I don't like that. That is very disrespectful to me. And his wife got to sit there with them cheering and look at their dad all over that doggone European woman. I don't like that at all.
She be rubbing on his chest.
Oh, yes, she rub. And you know, Ebony, them damn rubs lead to another rub. You know it.
Yeah,
I know it. It does.
Yeah, it does.
Tell the truth and shame the damn devil. Anyway, I don't like that.
Oh, man, I went and got a massage and a white woman rubbed my chest and nothing happened.
Well, Ricky,
I fell asleep.
And you single, too, and that don't matter when you single. That woman is a married
man. And let me tell you something. And if you ain't never seen Donald Driver's wife, she is, like seriously fine.
I know that they're good friends of mine.
Yeah, man, but I don't think he'll cheat on his wife with her.
He got 24 damn hours to be with that doggone dance. He got enough time to cheat on her. Look how she's touching all over him. And madness. Like, I don't like that. And I don't like the way Sherry be touching on her partner. And her damn husband sitting right there on the stage. That's not a good look, honey. Y'all need to keep your distance, honey. And you just dance and go home. Because those touching and feelings lead to other things. Hell.
That's how you and James got together when y'all was dancing.
And we ain't together now. That's why. Did we just have
James,
the black marriage
touching,
last
would
week?
Would you touch him B.E. James' chest when y'all was dancing?
No, I was touching when he was eating. But anyway, no, that was his food. But anyway, the color today, y'all, is a great color. One of my favorite sprinkle looks. My color today is paisley. On the high end, you say paisley. And on the low end, just say yellow. That's color.
Y'all give it up for Gary with the team.